Millions of boxing fans are expected to watch the Mike Tyson fight taking place this Saturday in Memphis, but far fewer than expected will see it live. A large number of the 19,000-plus tickets at the Pyramid Arena have yet to be sold, and few are lining up to pay between $500 and $2,400 to buy one. While the prospect of plenty of empty seats at a heavyweight title bout is strange, commentator Frank DeFord has an even more unusual question. Does anyone know who Mike Tyson is fighting?
For $600 in the Double Jeopardy category of famous nobodies, the answer is Lennox Lewis. Okay, we not only have one fighter nobody knows, we also have an event where hardly anybody cares about the outcome. Essentially, people are buying tickets in order to see if Tyson will come apart at the seams and do something sad or sick or merely outrageous. In a very real sense, this is not a contest so much as an exhibition. Finally, it's also one of those rare events where sensitive fans have to justify their ticket purchase. Sales are lagging. But hang on. It reminds me of the old circus sideshows where once you paid to get inside the tent, you were asked to fork over an extra half a buck to see something especially freakish, the two-headed baby or the half-man, half-woman, whatever. People always waited until the last moment before they'd plunk down their 50 cents, embarrassed to seem too enthusiastically kinky, wrestling with their conscience and their good sense, knowing it was both obscene and a case of throwing good money after bad. But in the end, me and all the other creeps would fork over the half a buck. I'm sure that'll happen with Tyson. At the last, come Saturday, a lot of us will have our mean-spiritedness rise up from our depths, and we'll pony up $55 so we can watch the man stand on the ledge and see if he really will jump. Of course, maybe all the real and good things going on in sports have tamped down the hype enough to reduce the crowds live and pay TV. The fact that the World Cup is occupying fans in the rest of the world, and the basketball and hockey playoffs in North America, and War Emblem is going for the Triple Crown, and the French Open tennis is on, and the U.S. Open golf is coming up. Mercifully, even Tyson screaming his most nauseating and vulgar rants have had to scratch for attention. But have no fear, in the end, nobody ever went broke underestimating our worst instincts. If nothing really awful happens, at least there'll be a fight to see. And suppose Tyson loses? Just asking. The question then is not so much what happens to that poor benighted soul as what happens to boxing. Heavyweights are the only division that attracts broad interest. And the bald fact is that since Muhammad Ali's heyday a quarter of a century ago, Mike Tyson has been the only boxer that's made any dent in the public consciousness. In many respects, like it or not, Mike Tyson is boxing. And if, Lennox Lewis beats him, Tyson is at last kaput. Not even Don King could renew that reality show again. Oh, boxing won't go away any more than will pornography, cigarettes, cell phones, adultery, or oil dependency. But boxing certainly will sink much, much further from the prying eyes of the more discriminating citizens of the 21st century. One more excuse to get up my 55 bucks and be a witness to history.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.